1950, the Korean War breaks out, and your friends were called for service.
Oh, and it was tragic because everyone that had been, like myself, so gung-ho in World War II and patriotic wanted to be a part of keeping this country safe during Korea. That feeling was still there. So a number of my classmates, when they had enrolled at the University of Oklahoma, signed up for something called the Platoon Leader School in the Marines and were sent in the summer to Camp Lejeune to train. Those men, when the war broke out in 1950, were called out of school, some 500 of them. That was across Oklahoma. It was horrible because they were not finished with their college. They were not trained like they should have been, and yet many of them, within several weeks, were put on frontline duty in Korea.
Did you listen then when the famous speech by General Douglas MacArthur was delivered after he had been recalled from the war by the president?
All of our fraternity gathered. We were very lucky. It was around noontime. We all gathered in the Big West living room of the Phi Gamma House there on Boyd Street and listened to MacArthur and those famous words, "Old soldiers never die, they just fade away," from the song, rang and resonated with every one of us.
Then you get involved in another race, and this involved Johnston Murray.
My dad, after his experience with that legislative race, was very interested in politics. In Johnston Murray's race, he decided that he would really become involved and worked it out with my grandfather and my uncle to leave the Pepsi business for that year and help Johnston Murray with the prospects that he would probably take some state job with the Murray administration if Murray were successful. As a result of him being in that race, he encouraged me to take a summer position. So I did, and I was sent to live with the Green Funeral Home people, who were big Johnston Murray supporters, up in Nowata. I lived there probably 10 weeks in the summer working on the campaign and had a marvelous experience. The Green family were wonderful. Worked with a guy named Jack Foose, F-O-O-S-E. And Jack was the best, what I would call, ward campaigner, only it was county campaigner in those days, that you could ever work with. And he taught me so much about meeting people, about being current on my issues, about being able to take hard knocks when somebody absolutely told them they were opposed to us. It was a great training.
He did become governor then.
Johnston Murray won the governor's race, and it was so tragic because Johnston, whose father had been governor and who loved the state, and Johnston, who loved the state when he went in, after he left office, for some reason, decided he would publish an article for which he was paid $2,500 in Saturday Evening Post, called "The Mess in Oklahoma," and he outlined everything that he thought was wrong with Oklahoma. It was almost a treasonous act, I thought, because he had been given the greatest honor he could have been given in the state, and for him to have written that article, even though there were problems, but panning them as if it was just a mess and nobody ought to come there, really made me angry.
And we should point out, his father was the famous, and maybe infamous, too,
Alfalfa Bill Murray.
Right.